Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
Sunday, everybody. Welcome to the Anointed NBO Kingdom Come Gospel Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson, and tonight you're listening to the Word, because on this network, we're coming with the gospel. We're teaching the gospel. We're preaching the gospel. I just want to thank everybody that is on. Count it not robbery that you're here. Count it not a waste of time on tonight. And Lord, we just want to just open up in prayer, and we want the Holy Ghost to flow on this evening. We want the Holy Ghost to speak. We want the Holy Ghost to lead us. We want the fire of God, which is set up in my bones, hallelujah, to ignite on fire, set us on fire for God on tonight. So God, we just thank you for being in the midst. You said where two or three is gathered in your name, for you are here in the midst, oh God. So we thank you for being in the midst. We thank you for being present, oh God. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us, oh God. We know that you are a mighty God and you're an awesome God, and there's nothing that you cannot do, oh Father God. Lord, we just ask right now that you continue to cover us, oh Father God, from what is about to come. As your word said, oh God, that you're going to mark us, oh Father God. You're going to mark us, oh Father God, that we won't be touched, hallelujah, in this time of judgment, oh, Father God. Lord, put the preached word in our mouth, oh, Father God. Lord, teach us your ways, oh, Father God. Let us turn back to you, oh, God, on tonight, oh, God. Let us turn our hearts to you, oh, God. Lord, we just thank you for having mercy and grace on us, oh, God. Thank you for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, in this time, in this season, oh, Father God, that we may not be lost, oh, God, that we may not be left behind, oh, God, that we may reign with you one day, oh, God. Lord, we just thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, for being the Savior in our life, oh, Father God, for being a deliverer on tonight, oh, God. And, Lord, we just ask that your word come alive, because your word is alive. Your word is truth on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, just touch me and anoint me that your words will reach those that are lost, oh, God, those that are in need of a deliverance on tonight, God. And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, so we just want to thank everybody on tonight. First of all, I just want to thank God. I want to thank God for allowing us even to have the platform to come and to preach this gospel. And I just want to talk a little bit about the coming back of Christ, because it's a lot of talk right now about the coming back of Christ and, you know, the signs and the wonders that is happening, you know. And I know it's like a cliche. Everybody is saying it. They're saying it so much to the point that you really don't want to take it seriously. But the reason why I'm taking it seriously, because it is written, it is the word. And I want you to know that nobody knows the time nor the hour of the coming back of Christ. But he did say that he's going to show some signs and he's going to show some wonders. Hallelujah. And we're going to know when we are in the end of times. The Bible talks about the end of time and the signs of the coming back of Christ. So you want to watch. That's why he also said in his word, watch as well as pray. So you want to watch and you want to know what is going on in the spiritual realm, because we walk by faith, not by sight, not by what you see. As you know, what is going on in this natural world, so it is going on in the spirit realm as well. Knowing that the spirit realm is actually what is activating and making things happen in the natural. I want you to know that. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we're dealing with spirits on tonight. We're in a spiritual battle because we are at the end. We're at the end. And I just want to get into the word on tonight. And it's not so much that, you know, everybody's talking about the eclipse. Yeah, that is a sign. That's truly a sign. I believe God is speaking, even to my spirit, that is a sign. But it is very important that we just be ready no matter what. We just want to be ready, because this world is not going to be forever. It's not going to last forever. So I just want to get into some word. I'm just going to jump right into the word of God. So I'm gonna start with I'm sorry, y'all. Let me get to my scriptures. I'm gonna start with Matthew 24, and I'm gonna read verse 3-14. He said, "And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of the coming and of the end of age?'" That's what Jesus said. And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nations will rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth of pain." So we're entering into the beginning of tribulations. He said it's not yet. He's not yet coming, but we're ushering, hallelujah, the coming of Christ, where we're making room coming of Christ. This is the time, even in the book of Revelations, that they're talking about, and we're preparing, and we're crying loud and spare not. This is the season where God is going to pour out his spirit on you, come on, and me, and everyone, boys and girls, and everyone that call out to the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me keep on reading. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. So it's just the beginning of tribulations. Then they will deliver you up through tribulations and put you to death. And you should be hated by all nations for what? For my name's sake. So it's going to come a time, and Jesus is telling them about the end of time, where we're going to begin to get persecuted and hated for his name's sake. He said, and then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. This sound like this time, right? And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. The King James said, will wax cold. But the one who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will be. So once this gospel is proclaimed all across the world, then the end will be. So God said this is the beginning of a thing. And then I'm going to read, this is Matthew's 24, 27 to 37 to 39. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, there were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. So nobody knows. You know, nobody know the time, the day, or the hour. We're not predicting when Christ is actually coming back, but what we are saying that be prepared because we are in the last days. He said, I'm going to let you know what I'm not. I'm going to let you know what I'm on my way. I'm going to give you the signs. I'm going to let you know what is going to be happening in the earthly realm leading into the tribulation. Come on, this is what God is saying. And we're going to be going on about our business. All the signs and wonders that God is, you know, showing us, and, you know, the prophets is rising and speaking, but we're still going on about our business, still not doing what we're supposed to do. We're not on post. We're not proclaiming the gospel. We're not, I'm just telling you, we're doing whatever we want. We're worrying about our own home, and we're not worrying about the house of God. We're not worrying about the kingdom of God. And he said, look, you're going to be marrying and giving in marriage. He said, you're going to be going on about your way, all up in relationships, eating and traveling. And before you know it, here come the Son of Man. He's just going to come. He said, it's going to be, he said, unaware unto the flood that came and swept them all away. Don't know. This is what the word is saying. But he's being patient, and he's being slow. He's being slow to come back. He said, though we do not know the exact day or the time that our Christ will return, we should live as though we are in the last days at all times. We should, because Christ is saying he is returning as quickly as he is able. So he's coming back quickly, huh? But his love is patient. His love is patient for his children. He said, I wish that no one perish. So he's coming and he's prolonging his time, but he's giving us warning. In 2 Peter 3:8-9 it said, but do not forget this one thing, dear friend. He said, with the Lord is a day. Like he said, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. He said, as some understand slowness, instead he is patient with you. So he's not being slow. He's going to do exactly what he said. But God said, I'm being patient with you. I'm trying to give you time to turn. I'm trying to give you time to repent. I'm trying to give you time to say, yes, God, I pick you. I choose you. I submit unto you, your way, under your hand. So it's not like he's not going to do what he say do. He's not slow about his word or his promise, as some understand slowness. He said, but his slowness really is patient. He said in James 5:7, he said, be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmers wait for their precious fruits of the earth, being patient about it. Come on, until it receives its early, and the rain, is it in the late rains? So we got to be patient. He's saying the same type of patience that the farmers have. They plant in the seeds, then they got to wait for it to grow. They got to wait for the season. But the one thing about God, and thank God, the earth fruits is all season around. But that's another topic. Hallelujah. But God said, look, he said, be patient. Like the farmer have to be patient and wait for the earth to bring forth the fruit. So be patient for the coming. He's coming back. And I know that we're eagerly waiting for the coming back of Christ. But how should we live? How should we be until the coming back? Huh? We must stay vigilant and we must be ready. Huh? We must, because he can come back at any moment, any second. Any minute, any second. We got to take comfort in knowing that God will not allow the wicked to accomplish their wicked plan against your life, because that's what the Bible say. The Bible say that. The wicked will not prevail against you. Why? Because God is king. His word is bond. We must live in the moment knowing that God's glory is over us, that the gospel that we preach every day is real and true. So don't worry about what the wicked is getting away with and the wicked is doing, but God said in this time, prepare yourself for the coming back of Christ, because you want to be lifted up. You want to be raptured up in the first coming. I mean, in the first rapture. The first rapture. The second one has no power. But you want to be raptured up when Christ comes, whether you be in the grave or if you're still living. Because the Bible says some of us won't even see death, but we will see him coming back. We will hear the trumpet. They will hear the trumpet, and they will raise up out of the grave. They will, the Bible said the sea will cough up and give up the dead that is in the sea. See, that day is coming, saith the Lord, whether we believe it or not. The day is coming that we're going to be lifted up. And what God is preparing us for right now is just the coming back of Christ. Are you ready? Are we ready? We're so worried about everything else, but God said this is it, because everything else is going to pass away. Matthew 24:36, But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So nobody knows. Everybody's speculating for tomorrow, but I'm here to let you know it is a warning. I still will take it serious. I still will. Look, I'm still going to, like, I'm going to be in my house praying. I'm just going to let you know what I'm doing personally. I'm going to be praying on my knees. I'm going to be fasting, turning my plate down. Not that y'all all need to know that. I'm going to be somewhere trying to get as close to the Lord as I can, because I understand, according to the word of God, that this is a sign. This is wonders that God is showing us. We read today in church where when God created the heavens and the stars and all of that, he said, I also created them for signs. So he's going to use them to show us signs in the sky. So we just need to chill, do what we need to do, wait on God, be anxious for nothing. Don't you worry, because God got you until the coming back of Christ. Luke 21:34-36. But watch yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with desperation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that they come upon you suddenly like a trap. He said, look, don't be caught up with life. He said, for it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the earth. He said, but stay awake at all times. Come on, he said, pray. Pray that you may have strength to escape all these things that are coming to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. So God is saying, look, we have to ask for strength. And we're going to get into that, because we're talking even about the tribulation period, where we was taught, and we talked about this too earlier, and I keep, God keep on bringing up in my spirit, y'all get prepared to be in the tribulation period, because we're already walking in it. We're walking in it right now. We're experiencing it right now. God's word is fulfilling itself right now. Matthew 24:42-44. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. All through the word, he said, look, I'm coming, but you're not going to expect me. I'm just going to pop up. I'm going to pop up. So it does not matter. We got to continue to preach this gospel. But I'm here to let you know that the word of the book is life, and it is coming to pass. The Bible said that everything else is going to pass away but his word. He said, my word going to stand. He said, my word going to stand. I mean, it's anchored. It's going to stand. It cannot be moved. That's standing means you're standing on your feet. It shall stand and not be moved, saith the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 9-10. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for the Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. And so he wants us to turn to him, to the living God. He wants us to turn away from the idol. He wants us to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. He wants you to be excited. He wants you to be excited about the coming back of Christ. He wants you to be excited. This is why I hear him saying he don't want you to feel as though like this is really going to be, no, this is going to be good for the people of God. It's not going to be good for the wicked, though. It won't be good for the wicked, but it will be good for the children of God. And so the wicked don't want to hear it. The wicked feel as though, you know, we're coming against them. You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees think that we're coming against them. But no, it's God's word is coming against you. God's word is coming against the false teaching and the persecution against God's church in this last days when the Bible said we're going to be persecuted for his name's sake. Let me read a little bit more. I'm just going to read some end time scriptures here because this is, you know, it's called the words. I want to get the word out to you. Make sure that you're writing down these scriptures here so that you can go back and study yourself approved. That's what this is all about. See, anybody can tell you anything if you don't know the word of God. Anybody can tell you anything about the end of times if you don't know for yourself. So when I start reading for myself and understanding for myself and seeking the truth, because the Bible said if we seek the truth, we're going to find the truth. We're going to be led to the truth. 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5. But understand this. In the last days, there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, come on, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, come on, unpleasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless. Oh, this is a lot. Swelling with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying the power. He said, avoid such people. Then he said, avoid them. Have nothing to do with them. Be apart. He said, they have the form of God but denying the power, having no power of God. Matthew 24 and 36, but concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. We read that. So nobody knows. Luke 21 and 36, but stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all the things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of God. Matthew 24 and 44, therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. So it tells you all through the word of God. These are Satan scriptures that I quoted, but just in different areas of the word of God. But why? Because God wants us to be ready. God wants us to be ready. He wants us to understand, and his word is as plain as day. He said, therefore, you must be ready. That's what this is about at all times. You can't get ready at the last minute. It is not going to work, unfortunately. You know how some people, you know, they got to be somewhere at a certain time, or they're expecting somebody at a certain time, and they're trying to, you know, house guests, and they're trying to hear it. No, you're not going to know when he's coming. You're not going to know when he's coming. Joel 2:28-32, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. He said, even on the male and female servants, in these days I will pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in heaven and on earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. So this is the Lord. He said, look, In those days, I'm going to signs and wonders. So this is what we're experiencing tomorrow. This is going to be one of the signs of God, hallelujah, that he says in his word that we would be witnessing, that we would be seeing. We have to pay attention. He said, and let me keep on going. He said, the sun shall be turned of darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord. Before he comes, he said, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord called. So whoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So he's saying, look, just like with Jonah, you have a time to repent. He's giving you time. He said, look, it's coming. Darkness is coming. These signs are coming. And these warnings are coming just to tell you to repent, to change, because I'm on my way back. I love you so much. I'm so patient. I've been so slow. I've been so forgiven, God said. But the world is getting worse, getting wicked and wicked and wicked and wicked. I'm hearing so many, you know, cop cars, sirens, you know. When I'm at work, I work right in the hood. I'm seeing so many cops just rolling in, controlling the whole hood, patrolling the whole hood. But when I go over to the other side, we don't even see no cops. It's getting wicked out there. It's getting wicked, God said. The news is getting worse. The world is getting worse. He said it's going to be as in Noah days. The world is not going to get no better. It's just not. In that time when it do get better, for them 7 years, you better stand strong and not take the mark of the beast. You better not cross over. You better not sell out, saith the Lord. He said in Luke 21:11, there will be great earthquakes in various places, famines and pestilence, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. So again, he said, there's going to be great signs from heaven. Some things is going to be on watch as well as pray. Matthew 24:42, therefore stay awake, for you do not know, here we go, on what day your Lord is coming. Matthew 24:21-22. He said, for then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, or never will be. And if these days have not been cut short, no human being would be saved. He said, but for their sake, for the sake of the elect, these days will be cut short. So it's going to be God's people. God's people is the elect. So therefore, he said, for there will be great tribulation. He said, but these days I'm going to cut it short because we would not be able to survive it. Come on now. Do you know it's people in the other parts of the world that cannot call on Jesus, cannot dare say that they are a Christian? So when the Bible say that it's Antichrist already that have arisen on this earth, he said they already here. Antichrist is anything that is denying Christ Jesus. So the Antichrist is here. It's religion straight up and down that deny Christ. that is not going to follow Christ. That's an antichrist spirit. And it's on the rise, God said. And so we got to come against those that I don't believe in Christ. We ain't talking about atheists. We got atheists, they don't believe in there's a God. Antichrist is against Christ. It's here to turn you away from Christ. They're going to say, no, I'm the Savior. I'm the one that's going to save you. Not no Christ. Christ is not coming back. I'm back. I'm here. Come on. The Bible talks about how it's going to be fake messiahs. They just a fake messiah. They're not the real Christ. He said, don't believe them. They're saying that they're your Savior. That it is not your Savior. Christ is your Savior. Christ is the one that died on the cross for you. He the one that rose with all power. He rose with all power. Everybody else got to wait for the coming back of Christ. And then the resurrection power is going to resurrect them as well. God want to do, God want to help us, God want to save us, God want us to just be ready. He want us to be ready. He want us to be ready. Lord, we thank you. We just want to be ready. We want to be caught up. That's it. We want to be caught up. You know, we're not here to scare you into getting saved or choosing Christ. We're not here to pressure you. We're here, though, to make a believer out of you on tonight. We're here to urge you on tonight and to convince you. But we can't pressure you. We can't force you. But we can convince you and try to convince you and try to make a believer out of you. But we can't twist your arm, and we can't make it because it's a decision that you have to make. That's why I said I'm not calling nobody to see if they come into the church. They know where the church at. People know where the church is at. They know where God is at. They didn't heard the preach word. God didn't introduce themselves. Now God said it's time for us to make a decision. Choose this day who you're going to serve. That's it. He said, now choose this day who you going to serve. We got to make a decision. That's it. Because when I tell you Christ is coming back, he's coming back. It's not a game. I'm here to convince you. See, we're going on with life. The scripture said we were going to be going on about life, getting married, and, you know, we're going to be working. We're going to do all that. And Christ's going to come back just like that. Damn. Will we be ready? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. He's trying to help us. He want to give us life. He said, I beg that you choose life and not death. That's all he's trying to do because God knows that there's something after this. We just got to believe it. We have to understand it. Yes, we know that we got to go on and live in this world until the coming back of Christ. Or, you know, some of us may not see the coming back of Christ before we be introduced to a natural death. But we still have to be ready to be lifted up out of that grave. Oh, this is deep. Oh, this is deep. That's why he said we got to be, he said, be awoke. See, if we sleep, we're not going to understand. So I pray that the eyes of your understanding awaken on tonight and you understand what the scriptures are saying and that the scriptures come alive in you, that you be awoken in the name of Jesus, that you wake up out of your slumber and out of your sleeping spiritually. That's what God is saying. And I know, see, and now this is deep. This is deep. See, we can't even, you know, start with baby food no more because we in the crunches. We in the crunches. So, you know, it's we to the end. We don't have time to pity-pat around the Bible. We don't have time to pity-pat and, you know, make you feel good and make you feel comfortable. No, we are we got to tell you now that, no, he's on his way back. Because it's serious out there. What God is doing in the universe and in the atmosphere and in this world and the thing that we are experiencing, it's hard out here right now. It's people out here right now. I know we may go home and lay down and go to sleep every night, but I'm telling you, it's people sleeping in the cars. They're sleeping under the bridges. People sleeping in abandoned houses right now. It's people on drugs and still on crack cocaine, on heroin, taking all types of stuff, taking horse tranquilizers, all type of stuff that is out here. This world is getting crazy. Yeah, come on, snatching kids. Oh, see, but see, we don't see it, and we don't really think about it until it hit our house or until it hit our family. And the tragedy, let me let you know that tragedy is on the rise. Murder and death is on the rise, and God just wants us to be covered. See, we covered. He gonna mark us. People said 1,000 may fall at your left and 10,000 by your right hand, but none should come nigh your dwelling. We believe that. See, I gotta break it down, but I gotta build you up because I don't want you to be scared. I don't want you to be scared. My husband was listening to the show. He said, "Oh Lord Jesus." So you got a little scared, but it's not to scare you, but it's here to convince you. Just say, yes, God. Yes, Lord. We want to make a believer out of you. We want you to go and just read the book for yourself and just believe it. I'm here to let you know that God said that his word, he sustained his word. His word is true. I promise you it's true. He made a believer out of me because God has shown me some things. God has spoken some things to me, and I have to cry loud. I have to stir loud. I have to let you know that, Christ is coming back and that, he really loves you. He died on the cross for you and me. You know that, right? To save us from who? Satan. He sent back the Holy Ghost. He's given us power over Satan through the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't you know that Satan can't do nothing with us? So we don't got to worry about Satan, but we better worry about God. We better know that he is who he say he is. It's as easy as saying, Lord, I accept you. I accept you on tonight. I believe that you are who you said you are. You rose on the third day. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that he is Lord on today, because there is no other way. But through Christ, I'm here to let you know he's the one that's coming back, and he's going to reign on this earth 1,000 years. That's another teaching. He's going to reign. We're going to come back with him. It is not a fantasy. It's not some story that you're reading in the book. No, one day all this going to be over. We're going to be reigning with Christ. All this going to pass away. And then coming up out of heaven is going to be a new heaven, and it's going to be a new earth. And we're going to be reigning with Christ forever and ever. That's what the Bible say. That's what the Bible say. So one day, I'm telling you, all this is going to be over. We're going to be in glory. We're going to be in heaven. And we're not even going to remember none of this stuff. I doubt if we remember none of this stuff down here. Because we're going to be in glory. We're going to be as God. We're going to be like, wow, we were really chasing after the things of this world to give all of this up in heaven. Oh, y'all think heaven is just, ain't nothing to look forward to. Y'all think what's down here on earth is better than what's in heaven. When he said in heaven, there's going to be no crying, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more disease. And you think that earth and us living here is going to be better than us living in heaven with God forever and ever and ever, and we're going to be ask God. We're going to come on. That's what he said. Our bodies is going to be as God. We're going to be as God. That he's going to change us. This is the Bible say. So if you think it's better to dwell here, oh, I know you're going to miss your loved ones, but they're going to be in heaven. We're going to be chilling with the roads are paved with gold and gates of precious stones and pearls. It's so beautiful. Oh, your mind cannot conceive what it is. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place. He said, for my Father's house has many rooms. So I'm going to prepare a place for you. You know how when guests coming over and you prepare the guest room for them and you set everything up and in the towels and, you know, come on, put the pillows and change the sheets. But I'm here to let you know it's much greater than that. But that's the type of attitude you say, I'm going to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. This is what we're eagerly waiting for Christ to come back to get us, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen, even if this is just a message for your lifetime, because you only have your lifetime to make this decision. Only this lifetime. And God is talking to you now. God is talking to you today. God is talking, but will we hear? Will we hear God when we can go right to the scriptures? And I want to read some more scriptures. I'm almost done, but I want to convince somebody on tonight that God is real. Matthew 7:13-14. He said, "Enter by the narrow gate." For the gate is wide. He said, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it is many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. So he's saying the road to destruction is wide. There's lots of people on that road. But this road to heaven is very narrow. It's very narrow. It's not that many people on there, because, see, what makes – it's not hard. I know that it said that the way is hard. And so why the Bible said the way is hard is because – when Jesus was preaching and teaching and telling them that they had to forsake their ways and they had to leave, you know, the world and separate things from the world and do certain things, and they said, no, I can't do that because that's too hard. Your way is too hard. They said, your way is too hard, God. I can't follow you. So it's only few that would really submit and give up their whole life to follow God. They know, Lord, I know. I can't, you know, obey you because it's too hard. I can't follow you because what you're asking me to do, to pick up the cross and follow you, I got to forsake my family. I got, you know, people going to hate me. I'm going to get persecuted. They're going to try to kill me and take my life. I don't know, but see, you don't have to be afraid of none of that, because we protect it. We have spiritual weapons. Hallelujah. We have spiritual weapons. And, you know, even if, because many going to get slayed too. Let me just keep it real. Now, you know, all the apostles got slayed for Christ's sake. He said we got to be willing to even lay our life down for Christ if it come to it. But you knowing that it's something after this, I'm going to live again. Like Jesus said, look, I know I'm going to rise again. We're going to rise again. We may not rise on the third day, but you're going to rise again. So if somebody tells you to deny your Christ in the bow to another god, let them cut your head off. Let them in your life. Oh, that's kind of hard, right? I'm letting you know, because it may come to a time where they're going to say deny your Christ, and they're going to tell you to, you know, bow down to other gods and serve other gods and say that you can't talk about Christ. What you going to do? Not talk about Christ? Not preach the gospel? Because the one that was slayed and beheaded for his sake is coming back with Christ to reign according to the Bible that's in the scriptures. They're coming back with him. So it's something after this. I know nobody want to die. They're like, oh, now you're going too far. Oh, you're going too far. But I'm talking about, he said, don't be afraid of the one that can, you know, take the life, but be afraid of the one that can take your body and your soul. And nobody can do that but God. So this is about your soul on tonight. This is not about your natural body. We preaching to your soul. We're preaching to that on tonight. We want to save your soul. That's all I want. I'm after your soul. That's all I'm after on tonight. We're not after, you know, I want to be your friend. You know, I want to be someone that, you know, but I just, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here because I'm called to save your soul. I'm here to tell you about a God that is loving, a God that is true, a God that is a deliverer. I'm here to cry loud and despair not, because it's many that do not believe. It's so many that is gone on about our daily lives and do not understand what is about to approach us. We're clearly in these times that the Bible was talking about, and we are preparing for the coming back of Christ. And he just wants us to be ready. That is it. He wants us to be ready. Get to a church. Get to, you know, pray. Ask God to lead you. Ask God to lead you. God, give me understanding. Lord, you know, and I know, you know, some of us, we ask him for a sign. But God's going to talk to you. God's going to minister to you. Because, see, his word is living, is true. And they say, well, you know, it's not all about a feeling, but I'm telling you, I got a feeling. It's a feeling. The feeling is the best feeling in the world. To have the Spirit of God to dwell within you. To have a spirit of the peace of God dwelling inside of you. That's a good feeling. When you're going through the storm, but you still can have peace. When you're sick, you can still have peace. No worry. When you can be healed in your body, and you can speak and say, be healed, because you believe that God is a healer. God is a healer. God is a healer. In the Bible, it goes back to say when Jesus, he could not perform that many healings in his hometown. But he's a healer. So you got to believe it was by your faith that you're healed. By your faith, you are healed. So if you don't believe that God is a healer and that God is a deliverer for you, then maybe it probably won't happen. If you don't believe that he really can set you free, then it probably won't happen, because it's going to take your faith. It'll only take a little bit, just a little bit of faith. Okay, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to trust that your word is true. I'm going to try Jesus. I'm going to try you at your word, because I want to be ready when Christ come back. I want to be ready when he comes back on that cloud, because he is coming back. So don't be deceived in this last hour, because the Bible said in this last hour, in the last time, there's going to be many false teachers out there, many wolves in sheep clothing. People, they're not going to know what to believe or who to believe. That's why it's just important to just read your word. Pray. Read your word. Fast, so that you will know. But this is like Pastor Tarquasia was saying earlier, it's an urgency. So everybody with the Spirit of God, there's an urgency in us. We're speaking the same thing. Everybody is speaking. God is saying the same thing. It's an urgency to get it. We don't know what's coming. We don't know why God is saying, look, I need y'all to get it right. We don't know if it's war. We don't know if it's a storm. We don't know what tragedy. We don't know if it's a famine that's coming our way. We don't know what it is, but God is saying we need to be ready. We need to prepare ourselves. This is what God is saying, emergency preparedness. Are we prepared? Are we ready for anything that happened? Are you ready? Are you ready? What if something happened? Are you really ready on a serious note? Because we're not even ready if a big storm comes. We're not even ready if war comes. We don't even have a plan set in place for our families if tragedy come and hit this city. We're not ready for any of these things. That's what God is saying. You're not ready for the coming back. But he wants us to be ready for the time that he said perishing time is coming. The pain is coming. And he wants you to be ready because we don't have to suffer in them. We don't have to die in the perishing time. This is what God, he said, because I'm going to mark. When them plagues start coming, God said, I'm going to mark my people. And not one plague going to come nigh them. That's how much he loves us. He's going to protect us. So he's not some evil God. He's not some wicked God. But he said, vengeance belongs to me, and he's going to deal with those that are wicked, that is doing wicked, 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 wicked hearts, wicked mind. What is wicked? The Bible talk about it. Wicked and evil and just murder, murder, kill, kill. Want to destroy your brothers and your sisters and, you know, just oppressing the poor. And God is going to deal with the wicked. Their time is coming, saith the Lord. But we, you forget about them. He want us to be ready. He said, go ahead and let them do what they're going to do. He said, but I'm speaking to the ones that I love, children who are called by my name. I want to bless you in the midst of what's going to happen to the wicked. He said, I want to bless you, though. I want to save you, though. This is what God is saying. And so next week, I'll probably get more into the book of Revelations, you know, the end of times, as the Spirit lead me to. I'm going to preach about this. I'm going to speak to the people because the Bible said we perish from a lack of knowledge. Of what kind of knowledge? The word, the knowledge of God. Not worldly knowledge, not knowledge of this world. I know, I'm street smart. A lot of people are like, I'm a street smart. I'm wise. You know, I'm wise. I know about these streets or just people that I'm just smart. Think they know it all. But God said, if you don't know the word, if you don't know me, if you don't have the spirit of knowledge, if you don't know that Christ is like really coming back and it's not a game, and we've been deceived to think that it's not like we're not just going to lie down in the grave after we're done with this world. These bodies is a shell. It's a shell. We got a soul that's living inside of us. And it's a war right now going on for our soul. God said, I want your soul. Jesus died for your soul. He died for you and me that we may be back with the Father. But Satan, he upset, and he want to destroy you, and he's come to deceive the whole world. So that's what's going on. That's why we got to preach, because Satan is here to deceive the whole world and have deceived people not to believe. That's what the Bible talks about, believers and non-believers. Are you a believer or you're a non-believer? But I hope I convinced you on tonight, hallelujah, to believe, because Christ is coming back. And he's coming back swiftly. He's coming back swiftly. Things is going to happen swiftly. This book is unfolding swiftly. So I'm done for tonight. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. I love you guys much. I just encourage you guys tomorrow. Just be praying and just be fasting and seeking the Lord. You know, I really doubt if, you know, Christ is coming back tomorrow, you know, because nobody knows, you know, the time or the hour. But what I do believe that this is a sign to turn. This is a sign saying that, look, I really exist. I'm really, you know, coming back. You know, y'all really is like doing too much down there on earth, and I'm trying to shake y'all up. I'm trying to tell y'all that, look, I'm coming back, and it's not a game because y'all sleeping, and I want to wake some of y'all up. So he's shaking this world. He's shaking this earth. He's shaking it. So he's speaking to his people. He's speaking to his church. He's speaking to us, and he's speaking so loud because he loves us. He loves you, and he don't want none of us to be lost. I promise you, you're going to enjoy heaven. And I'm not, again, you know, when it's our time to be, you're going to enjoy it. So prepare yourself for it because you can't expect to have a relationship with him after death if you didn't have one with him before death. So you got to have a relationship with him here. You got to say, yes, God, yes, now, in order for when you get up there to judgment to be able to have a relationship with him. Or the Bible said he's going to say, depart from me because I know you not. So you got to be know him now. You got to have a relationship with him right now. You got to make a choice. It's that serious. It's that serious. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. Thank you for listening to NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio, Blog Talk Radio, because this is Blog Talk. We appreciate everybody, and I love you guys much. And just, you know, keep us in prayer as I keep every last one of you guys in prayer, and that God cover y'all, you know, for tomorrow, that he continue to, you know, just speak to your heart and renew your mind and, you know, just continue to cover you from whatever is about to come, because we don't know what is about to come, but God knows what is about to come. But God is telling me in my spirit that we should prepare for whatever. We should prepare for what if we have no cell phones, what if we have no light, what if the electric go out or anything. I just, you know, just prepare. And prepare for the coming back for Christ, too, just like you would prepare for that. Because I bet, you know, it's times where things are happening and with COVID, and they're like, go out and get all the toilet paper. Go out and get water. You know, something is coming. You know, prepare for Christ like that. Prepare for him like that. But he do also want to prepare for some time that's coming that's not going to be so comfortable here on earth as well. You never know really, you know, what is coming. And warnings is so that, you know, we'll be prepared because he loves us. He said, I want to reveal to you what is going on in the dark. He said, I'm going to show you some things. I'm not going to leave you, you know, ignorant to what is going on. I'm not going to leave you ignorant. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. I'm really done on tonight. God bless everybody. Love you much. And I will be back on this network, I want to say, Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday for our Bible study, Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries Bible study at 9 o'clock. And Friday nights we have 9 o'clock intercessory prayer. Then we have our Pastor Taquasia Kingdom Talk at 7:30 on Sundays. And then you have myself at 9 o'clock on Sundays. God bless and good night.